We're on Tafesh Yud, Ahmed Aleph, three lines from the top. This Ahmed over here, just to give the Haktamas, we already started getting into the different cases, what Rashi calls Piskei Halachot. We're going to be bringing down case after case. We're going to, cases with Chametz, and we're going to answer the case with another case. Most of them is going to be in Halachas of Tuma. So just basically some review that we know that even though Bedikat Chametz is a Midrabbanan, we found that the Chachamim are still more machmir on it because the whole Tekana of Bedikat Chametz is to Levorer the Suffolk. On yet the other hand, we found a concept of tolling. So we have a concept, Shani Omer, that I could be Tola if it's possible to say in a Midrabbanan that the Chametz is not here, we say that. It's called tolling. That is fine. On the other hand, we say that if a thing is Ein L'Davar Sof, we don't take the Rabbanan to the nth degree. Okay, one other thing that's very important to know over here is we have a concept with in Tuma, that there's a rule with Tuma. Safek Tuma Rishus Harabim is L'Mhakel, meaning if there's Tuma outside where everybody goes, and therefore a person walks in, he doesn't know if he walked in that area, it's called Safek Tuma, Safek he touched Tuma, or accounted Tuma, in Rishus Harabim. That is Mekel. Then there's Safek Tuma Rishus Hayachid. We learn it out from Sota, that it's Chayiv. It's Ikizer is a Kassav. That Safek over there would be Chayiv. Okay, those are basically the haktamas that we need for now. There's also a thing that something stays in its chazaka, meaning if something is a chezkat boduk, we need to break the chazaka. Something is checked, we assume that it's checked until there's a reason why to tell is not. Now the last case that we just had was you had two piles, one of chametz, one of matzah, and you have two houses, one house that's clean and one house that's not clean. So over there we said tolling. I could be told, I could base the fact that the mouse took the chametz into the non-checked house, and the mouse took the chametz, the matzah, into the checked house. Why is that over there? Because each house has a chazaka on it. The house that has a chazaka that's checked is a chazaka that there's no chametz into it. So therefore we're tola. That brings into this next case. Why this case is a chiddush, a lot of people discuss. Tzibur achad shel chametz. You have a pile of chametz. Ulefanav beit batim. And you have in front of us two houses, bedukim. They were checked, meaning there's no chametz in it. V'yata achbor, now comes the rat. V'shokol v'lo yatinen ilahayal. Ilahayal, he took it, and we don't know which house he went into. He went into a house, meaning you can't be tola over here because we know he went into the house, and both houses have a chezkat of being checked, and yet we know one in. So the problem over here now is what's called a reyesa to the chazaka. There is a problem in front of us. We know that the mouse went somewhere. He went into one of the houses. We don't know which one. So what's the question over here? Rashi says, Do you have to check both houses or not? That's the question. And we say, Hayeno, this is the case of the Shnei Shvilim. Rashi, Mahad Tanan Gabi Shnei Shvilim Metzina Limishat. From the case that we have, the mission of Shnei Shvilim, we're going to answer. What's the case of the two Shvilim? The Tanan, Mishnah. Shnei Shvilim, there are two paths going through, let's say, the forest. It's Rishus Harabim. Echad Tameh, one of the paths for sure goes over a grave. And if a person walks on that path, for sure he's going to be Tameh. Ve'achad Tahar, and the other one has no problems with any tuma. V'holech Be'achad, and one guy went, V'holech Be'achad Mehem, V'yaseh Taharos, one guy went on one of the paths, and then he started touching Taharos. Meaning if a person is tummy mate and he touches Taharos, we have a problem with that food. It's not Tahar anymore. Ubar Chaveo, and now another guy comes, Vahalach Besheni. Tiyasa Taharot. And he did Taharot. So what's the problem over here? We know one of them for sure is Kamei, one of them for sure messed up with the Taharas that he has. We don't know which one. This is very similar to our case over here. We know that the mouse went into one of the houses. We just don't know which one. So what's the answer to the question over here, the Shnei Shvilim? If this one asks, he goes to the Chacham and asks, what should I do? So what do you tell him? You say, that you're Tahar, it's Mutter, it's not a problem. And then this one comes by himself. Meaning if the Chacham has to look at each case individually, specifically, he has to look in front of him. Well, you're coming to me, you have a Chazaka that you're Tahar, we can assume, we could be Tola on the other one, and it's not a problem. Which would be the same case in the house. Let's say it's my house and Rav Yaakov Feivin, my next neighbor. We know it went into one of the houses, right? So I go to Rav Lef. Rav Lef says, okay, you have a chesed that it's bothered. We can be told it's on Rav Yaakov's house. So then Rav Yaakov comes and says, well, what about me? Afterwards, not Toka de Diba, we'll see. Afterwards, he comes later. So Rav Lef has to examine Rav Yaakov. Well, your house is a chesed bothered. We could be told that it's on the other house. That's what Rav Yehuda says. But shneihem bebat achad. If we both go together in front of Rav Lev, what is he going to do? He's going to say that we're both taharim? He can't say that. Because one of us, for sure, is tamei. Can't say this both at the same time. Therefore, tameim. So it means tameim. Rashi will explain. Rabbi Yossi omer bein kach u bein kach tameim. Both cases are tameim, but don't think the bein kach or bein kach is the two cases that Rabbi Yehuda said. Let's see what exactly the bein kach or bein kach is. Omer Rava, v'yitema Rabbi Yochanan, bebas achad divrei kol tameim. Everybody holds, if we come together and ask the Rav, he's going to have to say tameim. What is he going to say? We're taharim? You can't. It's, we know that one of us is tameim. Bezeh achezeh divrei kol taharim. If I go by myself and then my neighbor goes by himself and we're not together, even Rabbi Yossi holds that you're taharim. So what's the Bangkok or Bangkok where they're arguing over here? Lo nechleku ela bebar l'shal elav v'al chaver. We're talking where Rabbi Yaakov says, listen, I have to go. Can you ask the Rav for me? So I asked the Rav for myself and then I asked the Rav for my neighbor over here. Rabbi Yossi medabalei bebasachat. He holds that the case that you're coming and you're asking both together. And we know the case of Bas Achad is Tameim. Rabbi Yehuda Medami Lei L'Zeachazeh. No, I'm asking for myself, and when I'm done asking for myself, I ask for my friend. Even though I'm saying it Ki'ilu like a Bas Achad, if I didn't say it Tochidei Dibor, the two of them, it's like two different Shilas, and therefore it's Medami L'Zeh L'Zeh. Rashi. We could answer the question with this, and really, it's a machloket. All these cases that we're going to be answering, the case of chametz, we're going to find a machloket. Echad tamei, there was a keva mutobo levachbo. There was a keva that was spread out according along the whole width of the path, meaning a person could not avoid touching the grave. Umamaliyat kulo. And there's no way he's going to get through that path without becoming tamei. V'holach v'yasa taharos, and naga b'tahar zakach, and now we touch taharos. V'holach b'sheni, yodim heim shebishvil, shaholach zeh lo halach zeh. We don't know which one on which, we don't remember which one which went on which path, but we know for sure we didn't go on the same path. Tahas tavadeh echad mehem tamei. We know for sure one of them is tamei. If each one asks the Rav by himself, he's tar. They ain't based in Yachalit Amo. They cannot be make them tummy. The Kaimalan Suffolk Tumah Rishus Haravim Sveiko Tar. It's like we said of Tumah and Rishus Haravim. It's a Suffolk in front of us. It's tar. Vim Babibat Achad, and if they come together, Hawila Bahara Chad Yeshlana Lamar Tameim or Taharim. Yeshlana Lamar Lahem Taharim. If they come together, you can't say that they're both not Tahar. It's mashma over here that it's not a proper psak. You can't say it together. Atem. Shahari Achad Vadai Tameim. We know one of them is Vadai Tameim. So if they come together, well, we know one of us is Tameim. Can't do it, but if they come one after the other, each one specifically, we can judge. Each one specifically, but together it can. Rabbi Yossi mei ben kach, ben kach tameim garsinon, ubezeh achezeh divrei akol taharim. If they come after each other, everybody holds.
Afal pisha kol echad omer lefaneinu kach haya maisa shali v'shal chaveri.
Even if he says, when he presents the shaila to the Rav, he says, listen, I went on this path and my friend went on the other path. And then the friend comes and says, well, I went on this path and my friend went on the other path. Since they're not absolutely representing the other one in the shaila to the Chacham, it's going to be tahar. Avaleini nishal ela al atzmi. He's only asking on himself. Matzi elai. Since he's asking on himself, the Rav will answer it. Now there's a lot of klali hara going on in this little Gemara over here with Scheinberg and his sheer klali that I gave. And this gave on the case of people asking shalas. It's a very interesting case. It's not really no gay to our daf, but if one wants to look in the sheer klalis on how a Rav has to approach questions, this is a source. Gemara. When he asks alavi al chavero, matye al shenenu. If someone asks, what should be with both of us? Rabbi Yosi medamalohu lebat achad. Ziafal pisha ain't shnehem lefanach. Even though they're not both in front of us, he calls it at the same time. Tzrikata hara echad leshnehem. Since you need one hara, one pasting for the two of them, or tameim etem, or tarim etem. That's what they're asking. What is our status? Fahari ain't etem. It's together. Rabbi Yehuda midami lohu lezeachazeh, but he says it's still considered zeachazeh, and therefore they should be taharim. Hoel ve'ein kan shoel elachad. Since there's only one person answering, asking over here, mashivim lo taharta. What the Rav should say is, you are tahar. Shahari suffik bia, it's a suffik if you went into an area that had tumah in it. And the person himself understands, Sha'af Khaver Kamo. He asked on both of them. The Rav should ask simply, you are Tahar. And the guy could come to the conclusion that his friend is Tahar also. Aval Shishneim Sholim Mitokade Dibor, but if they both asked one after each other, Tokade Dibor, this is a klal in Shas, that something right after another, in the time that it says to say Shalom Alechem or Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Question, if to say mori or not, that's called tokhet edibor, that's considered babasachat. Meaning, things don't have to be simultaneously, right after each other is called simultaneously. So, ekatala hashiv l'shneim, you have to answer l'shneim kechad. Ugabi batim, now back to our case of the chametz. Nami, im bo l'shol zeli atzmo v'ze b'fnei atzmo. Oh, they're coming individually, we pass it from this case. Aminali l'chol chad, iyatat tzarek livdok. You don't have to check. You can be told on the other one. We said, even though it's suffik mid the rabbanin, we're still machmir with chametz, but with tolin, it's allowed. In all these cases, are going to be tolin. The cave of the bedikah chametz to rabbanin, talinan likula. We could be tolin on the other one, likula. The arminan sveiko mutter. And over here, we say the suffik is mutter. Even though in any other place we said that suffik is not mutter, but where you could do talinan lekula, that's the key over here, it's mutter. Viva basachad bo shneim tzarchim bedika, and if they come together, you do a bedika. And that's basically the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if they come together, forget it. You can't, you have to, both of them have to do bedika again. Next case, there's six cases over here. Second case of a suffik. The mouse took the chametz. Suffik al, suffik lo al. It's a suffik if you went into the house or you didn't go into the house at all. What do you do with that case? This is hayeno bika. This is the case of the bika. Oplugtet Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanan, where there's a machloket over there between Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanan. What's the case? Titanam. Hanichnas lebika. Someone went into a bika. Now a bika is a place that has many fields on it. Now, why do we bring down the Yamota Gishamim? Let's just quickly see Rashi up to here. It's very important information. Safik al Safik lo'al. It's a question. Achbar You saw that he took a piece of chatzer. V'abayit baduk, and the house is checked. Im niknas or lo niknas. You don't know what happened over here. If he went into the house or not. Bika. Bika is arvi sadat hatsmuchot yachad kari bika. Many fields together is called a bika. In the winter time when the rains start falling, since the plants start growing, people are not allowed to walk on the field. There's a halacha that in the summertime, dry fields, you're allowed to make shortcuts through the fields, but in the wintertime, you're not. And since you can't go through the fields, it's Rishusa Yakin. People aren't there. Letuma. Therefore, it gets a din of Rishusa Yakin Letuma. Mipnei Shekivar Tzamach HaZeva V'yein Rishusa Kol Adam Lechnaisli. You don't have Rishusa to go there. The Kailam on Suffolk Tuma Rishusa Yakin Sveko Tuma. So that's the case now. We're going to compare it to the case of the Pika. The Pika where there is Rishus HaYachid and a Suffolk is Lechoma. So what do you do? The Tuma Besada Plonit. There is Tuma in a specific field in the Pika that has many fields in a case where it is a Rishus HaYachid with Tuma. Yom Echad once says, he goes to the Rav, Halachti B'Makom HaLaz. I went into this place, this Pika. Aval, the any day im niknasti ba'oto sada. I know I went through the bika, but I don't know if I went through that that specific sada that has the tumah in it. V'im lo niknasti. Oh, that's beautiful. Our case. It's like the Akbar that took the chametz. We know he went over there, but we don't know which house he went into. So what's the case? Rebbe Eliezer Mitarya. He says it's mutter over there. Reason why? Sveik sveika. We'll see in just a second. Chachamim matmiim, they are cholik over here. The sveik sveika is, did he go into the field, or did he not go into the field? And if he went into the field, did he come in contact with the tumor or not? That's called the sveik sveika. If he went into the field, and we know for sure he went to the field, then there's only one suffik. Suffik tumor l'shusa yachid, l'choma. It's the suffik is, did he touch the tumor or not? But over here, it's a sveik sveika. So now we're introduced to a new machloket. When we have the Torah that told us in Parshas Sota that a Suffolk, Rishusa Yachid, you go Lachoma, what about a Sfek Sfeka? Is it that the Torah is telling you any Suffolk at all, it's a Torah, and therefore even a Sfek Sfeka, that's Shitas Chachamim? Rebbe Eliezer says, no, it's only a Suffolk, but a Sfek Sfeka, once I have a double Suffolk on it, it's Mitarim. And the question is, how far did the Torah go when they made when they said that a suffik b'shusa yachid. Shahaya Rebbe Eliezer me'a suffik bia tahar, suffik maga tami. If it's a suffik, if he even went into the field, it's tahar. He's targets, it's this fake sveka. It's a suffik if he went in the field, and even if he went in the field, who says he touched it? If it's a suffik maga, if for sure he went into the field, and now it's a suffik maga, it's one suffik, it's tuma. He's tami. So that's the machloket now in tuma, whether it's a sveik sveika or a suffik. We'll see now, that's with a deraisa. When it comes to chametz, when we bring back to our case of chametz, the case of the pika is a machloket, because there's a special chumra of suffik or sveik sveika le chumra. That the chum over there, well, it's sveik sveika. But the case of our mouse over here, the chachamim would be talinan le kula, and everybody would hold, and therefore if you see a mouse, or you see what happened on Erev Pesach this year on my block, a bunch of kids were running around with Bisley. One of the parents decided to do tashbisu, beer chametz, and therefore they gave the kids Bisley, not realizing the kids are so excited, saying, Mommy, Mommy, look, one of the neighbors gave me Bisley, running into the house. You don't know, they're running all over the place. So did they go into the house or they didn't go into the house? It's a question. You don't have to do bedika. Okay? That's from the Gemara. Rashi.
Why doesn't it
be right? Because since it's a suffik over there, we could be talinan that they didn't go in.
Why isn't it a
deraisa? Because if you did bittul, it's not a deraisa. I didn't go into the issue. I'm glad you're bringing it up. Everything over here, all the mafoshim going back and forth, is the bedika deraisa, is the one, was there a bittul here, but not bittul. In each case, has to be gone under the microscope also, if it's a bedika deraisa or bedika mitzvabanim. Thank you for bringing it up. Besada ploni, kolome bechad esadot, meaning a specific seal. V'yodim anu b'ezehi, v'chol sada v'sada misyomet b'mitzvayim. Each field is distinguished with its borders. B'makam halaz, b'makam b'bika zu, he went into the bika. Chami matmeim. The chachamim were matmeim. They make it a tummy. V'havi le suffik tumah b'rishusa yachid. Is it suffik tumah b'rishusa yachid? V'havi le suffik tumah. He didn't consider this a suffik tumah. Elim came nichnas l'sada. If it's a specific in that field you want to, that's a suffix. Aval edi yodeya im ha'el im lo. Aval hashta havi leit sfeik sfeik. He holds it's a sfeik sfeik. And that's really the machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and Chachamim. How far do we take the sugya in sota? Is it talking about a sfeik sfeik or is it talking about a suffix? The gavi batim. Now when we come back to our houses, a filu rabbanin moda. The cave under bedikat chametz to rabbanin. Since it's mid rabbanin over here, talinan lekula. We were telling him that he did not enter the house. And that's valid. Even though, again, we say that the Suffolk Chachamim, mid the Rabbanim with Petika Chachamim, we have to be Machmir, but not when it comes to Talinon. Very important klal. Next case. Al. He went. The mouse took the chametz and you saw him go into the house. Oh, Bardach. And now you check the house below Eshka. And you didn't find. So what's the problem? Maybe you didn't check well enough, or maybe he ate it. This is the case of the plukta of the Rebbe Meir and Rabbanan. What's that case? The Tanana Mishnah. Hay Rebbe Meir Omer Kol Dover Shebechezkat Tuma Liolam Hu B'Tumaso Ad Sheyodea Lecha HaTuma Heichan Hei. The case is, let's just see Rashi. B'Mesechet Nida Gal Tamei. You have a pile of Tamei. Shinit Arev in Shnei Galim Tarim, and it's mixed up with two other piles of Tarim. Now you don't know which one is the tummy pile over here. Badku Echad, you checked one, man. Venimsa Tahar, you found it was Tahar. Oh, who Tahar? It's Tahar, Ushneim Tameim, and you have to assume the other two are Tameim. Shnaim, if you check two of them, and what's the Taharim? Heim Taharim Veshlishi Tameim. They're Tahar, and the third one's Tameim. If you checked all three of them now you knew one of them had tumor in it. Shloshtam, umatzatoim, kulam tumeim. Something's wrong over here. He messed up. Shahayah Rebbe Meir, because this is Shita's Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir says, kol davar shebechezkat tumor. Since we know for sure there's tumor there, liolam hi betumah, so it stays tumor, ad sheyodeh lecha tumah heichan, until you know where it went. So this house, the mouse went in, and you know it went in, and you checked it, you didn't find it, you're in trouble, according to Rebbe Meir. What do you got to do? There's a big problem over here. Tell us what it is. What are you going to do? Check again? You're not going to find it again. Check again, check again, check again. Ain't no double soap over here. Nope, you got to do bittel. Okay? I'm talking about a case. Stomach case over here is not, you didn't do bittel. No. Bodik, Pekoka, let's see back. I want to see. Nope, we got to finish the mission over here. We didn't finish it, sorry. You check until you get to the ground, to a rock, or the cock of the soul, until virgin land over there, and you don't have to check. If you didn't find it, you could tola that it's gone, that it was eaten or something. Back into the Rashi. You keep on checking that area until you get to an area where you clarify. You don't have to clarify anymore. You can't clarify anymore. Shelo zazim im koma liolam. V'im lo matzah tolin, you could be tolin, v'yom im ba, oriv v'natla, and oriv came and took it, or ba'akpa v'natla. So that's the makloket Rebbe Meir in Chachamim. V'kavi v'tikir chametz. When it comes to v'tikir chametz now, according to this, Chachamim should be meko. You went into the house, you check, that's it, you're done. Rebbe Meir should be machmir. Rashi comes a feel of Rebbe Meir mean an ach for achle the bedikat chametz to rabbanon. In the case of the rabbanon, it's you could be tolling. In our case over here, this Rashi is a little difficult. People are questioning it. We'll go weiter with it. Next case, al badak v'yeshka. You saw the mouse went in, you checked and you found. So what's the problem? Beautiful. There should be no question at all. No, maybe he found a different piece of chametz, and not the one that he brought in. How far are we going over here? This is a plukta de Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. There's another machloket. Titania. Sada shenever bo kever. There was a field, and there was a grave in it, and we lost touch where the grave was. So we know that there's tumah in this field, and we don't want this field to have tumah in it. So what do you do? Haniknas letocho tameh. Anyone who goes into it is tameh. Nitzah bo kever. Now you found the kever. V'niknas letoko, tahar. He's tahar. Why? Shani omer, kever she'aved, who kever she'ninta. The kever that was lost is the one that we found. That's the Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel over there says, no, Tivta Kola Sada Kula. You have to check the whole field still, because maybe the field that you found was not the field. So that's our case over here. According to Rebbe, that you could be Tola, that this is the Keva. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, well, you have to check the whole thing. You have to do Batikin Chametz again. Rashi?
Why is it any different than the
steak? Oh, so let's see Rashi. Alu bodak yeshkak niknas ha'achva v'fneinu, u bodak bala bayit, achva v'yeshkak prusa. And he found the prusa. V'eni yodei im ezehi im lav. Abad bar keva, eni yodei ha'echen mikomo, nintza bar keva, liach hezman, v'eni yodua im ezehu keva shavar or not. You don't know. So why is this case different over here? Over here, there's for sure found over here. What are you told? You're being told. Why don't we say told over here? This is one of the problems. Maybe you didn't do, maybe it's a device over here. They're going, a lot of the portion we're going is a device from Midrash Rabbanan's in the case where Chametz, the Bedikin Chametz is device where you didn't do Bittul, we have to be kosher Shemim Shemim Gamaliel. If it's not, if it's Midrash Rabbanan, then even Rebbe Shemim Gamaliel would agree with Rebbe in our case. Fifth case. Aniach Tet Umatzah Yud. You had 10 pieces of bread, you knew it, whatever, you're saving it for the next day. And in the morning, you find 10. Start with 9, and now you've found 10. So, Pluta de Rebbe Rebbanan. What's the Danya? Haniach Mana. Someone has Maisa Sheni. Okay, and he puts it $100 worth in one place. Umatzah Metayim. And now he finds 200. Oh, that's our case over here. You put 9, and now you found 10. Where did that 10th one come from? Is the 10th one, the question is 9 of them considered what you originally had, and a 1 added to it? Or maybe all 9 of them are God, and this is 10 new ones, and now you have to search the house for the original 9. That's the question over here. If something is wrong, it's basically called, there's a reisa over here. Something went wrong. You have one new one. Is it called one new one and 9 old ones? Or maybe it's 10 new ones, and the 9 ones are somewhere in the house, and you better start looking for it. So the case is, you put 100 down, and now you find 200. So, Rebbe holds, it's chulin. It's all new. I'm sorry. Chulin and Maisa Sheni, Moivim Zebeset, Divrei Rebbe. He holds that they're both mixed together. It's chulin and Maisa Sheni, and the way to get out of it, nice and simply, is your podeh, the money, the mana, the produce on coins. So you could say you have a mixed up thing over here. So the 100 mana of Maisa Sheni, I'm poder onto this money over here, and you bring that money up to Yerushalayim. Chachamim omrim hakol chulin. Everything is chulin. I mean, the chachamim are worried that what happened was is that the 100 originally was taken away, and the 200 here is not a mixture of the two, but it's brand new 200s, and that's the case with the chametz also. Rashi, aniach mana shomaisa sheni, moving the mix together, or maybe sell any salary, and he brings now other money, b'shava money, it's worth a mana. Tiyomei kol makom shehem maot maisa sheni, hari hei mechuli malas salayim ha'alo. So he's pulled the money and he brings the money to Yerushalayim. Hakol kulin, Chachamim says hakol kulin. Shahamana nata. We have to assume that the original mana was taken. Ve'ilu havo achrek, and these report afterwards. Tegabi chametz nami. Le'rabbanin hatet she'aniach einu kan. They're not here, and according to Chachamim, tzorek livdok. You got to check now. Kol abayit shema gorvam chulda. I'm giving them chulda. The etzah nimzer ish acha b'yom kan, and the 10th one is separate. So that's the sheet is refined. If you started with 9 and now you have 10, you have to assume that all the 10 is new. Now what they bring down in this case is a more common case that's brought down. Is what happens if you cleaned your house and now all of a sudden you open up a cupboard and you find chametz. One specific place you find chametz. What do you do now? Is it a reisa on your whole house? And now there's something, maybe it's saying something about your whole bedika? Or not? So let's go to the Chachamim Shita. Chachamim said, in the case over here, the one you found came from another place. What do you have to search for? The other 9. So people want to learn from over here that according to Rebbe Meir, the first Shita is, okay, you found it. Nothing to it. Even according to the Chachamim, The problem with the Chachamim is we're afraid that the other nine was lost. Over here, there's nothing else to be lost. You found one. Or on the other side, their post can say, no, it's a different race over here. It's a race on your whole bedika over here, and maybe one needs to check. So this is really a machloket poskim. If one finds chametz in their house, they have to say, now for sure, if you found it in a cupboard, that cupboard now has a cheska that it's not bodek, and you have to check the whole cupboard. Whether or not you have to do the whole house or not is running into this machloket, and one should definitely ask a shayla if one finds chametz in his house on Pesach.
If you did bittul, so then why should it be a problem?
Because according to this, you might come to eat it.
But that doesn't affect the bedika.
Doesn't affect the bedika. There's no, but there's a razor on the bedika still. There might be more. There might be chametz. There might be a gluska yaf in the house.
If not, what do you call it?
But there might be a gluska yaf in the house, and you have
to. That maybe you'll come to eat it, but that's not out with the bedika itself.
No, there's a razor on the whole bedika though.
There's
a razor. Maybe they did something saying, but maybe they didn't check well, or maybe. Yeah. Last case, sixth case. It's not the last case, because on Ahmed Beis there's some more of these cases. One should know that each one of these cases, kimuvan, needs to be sat on and understood. There's a lot of action going on. But we're getting to them. Haniach yud, you put 10, umatza tesha, and one's gone. So again, do we assume that just the mouse took one and it's gone? Or do you have to search? You have to assume that it's a whole new pile, that all 10 are gone, and this 9 is something new. Hayenu Sefer, that's the safe over there, the Tanya. Haniach Metayim, you put 200 aside for Maisa Sheni. O Matzah Mona, and now you found only 100. So Mona, Munach, Mona, Mutal, Divri Rebbe. Rebbe says, well, it's obviously you put 200 there, and you left one, and you accidentally took one. And that is called Maisa Sheni. Chachamim Omrim, Hakol Chulin, no, you assume that everything was removed and this is a whole new batch. And same thing with the chametz now. If you have a wrong number, you have to assume that the 10 is gone and the 9 is a new batch over here, and therefore you better check your house over here. I understand, and this is common. This question is very common. What happens? Your wife put 10 pieces of chametz around the house to check. And it happens every year to someone. They only found 9. You know what you got to do? Roll up your sleeves and you got to find it. It's there, right? Or sorry, according to Chachamim, you have to check. You have to do a whole new bedika. It's not enough. No, but over there we know we saw the 9. They're nicker. We're talking about where it's not nicker. Normally, our 10 pieces of chametz that you put in is in the little plastic bags. You know what they are. So it'll be a little different over there. The chametz. Normally, if you just put 10 pieces of bread and it's not nicker, this bread from any other bread, and now you found 9 of the pieces of bread and you don't know if these were really the ones that you put aside, it's not enough just to find one more. You got to do a whole new bedika looking for everything. Rashi, Hayenu Sefer, Levebi, Diomer, Zen Nimtza, Zeo, Echad Min HaRishonim, Hakanami, Intrik Liftoch. You don't have to do bedika. Rachsor. You just have to leave. We know that there's one prus over there missing. You got to look for that one prus. And therefore, when you find it, you're done. You got to go after everything. Because this is not from the Rishonim that we have.